up today at Letterkenny Rugby Club celebrating 50 years since the club was founded. And with me is Boyd Robison, who's almost as old as the club but has been involved in the last 40 years as a youth player, captain of the first 15, coach and underage coaches as well as a lot of administration in the club. Boyd, a very great day for you people. 1973, when I think the president was Andy Crawford, that came down here and gave you your status into Ulster Rugby. And I'm sure you can remember a lot has happened in that time.
Yeah, it's a really proud day for Letterkenny Rugby Club. 50 years in existence. I suppose you could say I was born into the club. I was born in 74, so I'm 50 next year myself. And a lot of memories flooding back today, thinking about all the years. At 5 years age, I was thrown into a field out the Derry Road to be ball boy for the first team. So that was my first experience with Letterkenny Rugby Club. And ever since, haven't left and really enjoyed the last 50 years, born into the club. And it's just absolutely fantastic to see the crowds here today and the rugby that's going on and what we've achieved in those years.
I'm sure when you look out here at the Dave Gallagher grounds and the pitches and the car park and the hundreds of people here today, and we're here at the start of the season too, the first game that you played in Championship 2, it's a bit of a dream come true.
Without a doubt, when you think back to like the Silver Tassie, I remember one night four of us training in the car park with no facilities, and then you look out at what we have here today, we have three youth teams out, minis all playing, three girls teams out and three senior teams. It's expanded, into a massive, massive club compared to where we were many years ago. And that just didn't happen by accident. There's a lot of really hard workers in this club behind the scenes. Not many of us, but a good core that works hard to get us here.
Of course, you started this morning at 9 o'clock with the minis competition, and that'll go straight. There's rugby right through to half two and when the Championship 2 game, whenever the strong team from Lurgan are down to play your first 15. I mean, Championship 2 this year, and when you think back, I mean, there's been a few Gordon Cup victories as well at the King's Banner, Ravenhall in those days as it was.
Yeah.
And I mean, I remember being up, and those were great memories as well. But I mean, I think the memories are getting better as the time goes on.
Yeah, without a doubt. And we have to establish ourselves now right up with the elite of Ulster Rugby. The climb from 3 to 2 is massive. You can see the difference in the standard. And so far this season, we're just sitting there, won a couple of games, we've lost a couple of games. And that's what it's about this year. We're about establishing ourselves there. But we really want to kick on and try. The long-term aim of this club is to be a good junior one side. That's where we want to get to, and hopefully we can get to it. In the foreseeable future.
Well, I mean, the thing is that, you've today be a good judge because Lurgan are unbeaten at the moment and are doing very well. But I mean, they've come down from Championship 1 not so long ago, so it's a good yardstick to see just what you're going to have to achieve to get there.
Yeah, the boys are going to be really up against it today against Lurgan, there's no doubt about that. But it's not about one-off games for us at the moment, it's about the long-term prospect of the club. And we'll compete against Lurgan today, and we'll be able to compete against all the teams in that league, which is great to see. And we have a serious conveyor belt coming through. Our underage system has been led by really good coaching at the moment, and hopefully we'll have plenty of young kids coming through to make that first team over the next few years.
I suppose if we're going to pick out a highlight, boy, 2005, we both remember it well when the All Blacks came here to open the Dave Gallagher grounds. Of course, for those listeners maybe that aren't aware, Dave Gallagher captained the All Blacks in 2005, came from Remelton, and he was revered in New Zealand as a bit of a god. Even the Tana Umunga, Richie Collins, who were up here that day, talk about him with great effect, as did Sir Brian Hoare, who was one of the icons in New Zealand rugby. A great day for the club, and there's no other club that I think can think in Ireland have it. And the other thing is, of course, that Letterkenny are the only club side in the world where the Fearn.
That's correct. We were sitting 2004, just a few of us in a bar in Letterkenny, trying to work out how are we going to promote Letterkenny Rugby Club. And then we heard about Dave Gallagher, and it was only when we actually looked into it we realised what an icon he is in New Zealand rugby. There's a statue of him in Eden Park. The All Blacks had already visited his grave, so we went about trying to get them here, and we did. And that really, I suppose, was was massive for Letterkenny Rugby Club. It really put us up there, you know, on a pedestal in an area that's really, you know, mostly Gaelic and soccer. And to have the All Blacks come here promoted our club massively. And we've brought a lot more professionalism into the club with the change of the of our crest with the fern and everything in it. And you know, from that, you know, we've reaped the benefits massively. And like, there was massive thanks to the guys that were sort of spearheading that, and got it all planned. And it was, you know, it was a fantastic day for Letterkenny Rugby Club.
Yeah, well, the All Blacks captain, of course, it was victorious against the Lions 3 or 4 months before that. Tanner Umonger was here, mm-hmm. Richie Collins was here, Angus McDonald and Conrad Smith. Mm-hmm. And Richie Collins, sadly, who lost his life in a tragic accident in France, he was the man that broke the bottle, but I still remember how he broke the bottle. I think there was more champagne around him than there was anywhere else.
Yeah, it was something that we didn't really plan very well that day, and I just took it by the scruff of the neck and I gave it a good smash, you know, and really lovely memories. Loads of photographs of him doing that up in the clubhouse, you know, and fantastic memories, but just very sad to lose the man. But you know, what we got from the All Blacks, to give you an example, walking down Grafton Street 2 years later, and a marshal shouts out, "Hello, Boyd, how's it going?" And you know, you never think that's going to happen to you. So.
That's it. And of course, if we move on a couple of years, the president of the New Zealand Rugby Union, the great winger, Sir Brian Williams, came here to officially open this clubhouse. Because I remember interviewing him at the time, and you know, yeah. What an honour to have him coming. I mean, an icon in world rugby, and also the president of New Zealand. And again, it shows the bond that Dave Gallagher's name has meant for Letterkenny.
Yeah, without a doubt, and you know, on top of that, we're still getting a lot of tourists coming to Melton to see wherever he is born. And regularly, we have visitors from New Zealand coming down to the club. You know, which is great to have. It's great for us to have that connection. Really is.
Well, Boyd, anything else you'd like to add in the sense of any memories as such, but from your own point of view, from a personal point of view? I think I said anyway that your dad was vice captain of the first 15 the first year, was a president for many years, and a great worker for the club. So the Robinson name has been involved, I think, from the start.
Yeah, the Robinson name has been involved from the start, and you know, it's just fantastic. You know, Dad's hopefully going to make an appearance later on, and it'll be great to see him down here. And yeah, it's just a big day for us.